News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A group of students given a citation last week over the Nerf Wars game of Senior Shootout are going to be serving community service instead of citations. And part of that community service is educating their fellow classmates. Police Chief Jeff Hardell said in a press conference today the decision to drop citations was contingent on the students taking part in an educational video about the consequences of taking part in that game. Hardell says they've received some criticism about how they handled the Tuesday incident, but he says it is the proper procedure because officers don't know what they're getting into until they arrive and speak to the subjects. He said people do need to understand Wausau does have real gun incidents that are very dangerous.
This scenario that played out, even though it was Nerf guns and it was a game and was not real, we ultimately found out, that scenario has been played out numerous other times in our communities with drug ripoffs. And I can tell you that we've had home invasions similar to this, where people are breaking into houses with guns drawn.
Police did play the 911 call audio to the press conference today, and in the clip, the caller can be heard reporting several teens getting out of cars with weapons after blocking other cars in. He told police the situation appeared dangerous, and he could be heard on the recording telling his wife not to be seen. The incident happened at 9:39 p.m., so the degree of darkness made it difficult to see bright colors used to make the Nerf guns. Hardell says they made a full response to the scene based on what information they had, and they performed a full high-risk stop and search on all the people involved. Hardell says that they are concerned about this game with the Nerf guns and how it could lead to serious injury or death, especially for those trying to hide on private property.
I'm afraid one of the kids is going to get hurt. You know, we have people that carry CCWs, carrying concealed weapon. We have individuals that have guns in their houses, and I'm afraid that if one of these kids is hiding in a garage, and a homeowner comes home, you know, they could take deadly force action. And, you know, we want to prevent that.
Hardell does believe the game has gotten a little out of hand. He said during the incident last Tuesday, all six of the students involved were very cooperative when approached by officers.
We received feedback from Lieutenant Baton and the officers that all of the kids were very respectful, very cooperative, understood why the officers responded in that fashion.
One of those students is Sam Abley from Wausau West. He's glad the incident is over.
Our team withdrew the day after from the competition. I know a few other teams withdrew after that just because, you know, it's a frightening subject. They wanted to see it happen to them. And I think, you know, with the educational video that we're probably going to do, it might affect some people like, oh, I don't want this to happen to me. I understand that this kind of stuff has consequences, and it could have been a lot worse for these guys. And I don't want something bad like that to happen to me.
Now, Wausau is not the only community dealing with the Nerf gun incidents. They've already received calls from other police departments, including Cincinnati, Ohio. They're going through it, too. Marshfield's next police chief is Rick Gramza, 17-year law enforcement veteran who started his career with the Marshfield PD.
I began in 1997 as a patrol officer, was a member of our SWAT team for 8 years. Worked in the schools as a police school liaison officer for 3 years, detective for a little over 4 years, and I've been an administrative lieutenant here for the city of Marshfield for just under 3 years.
The outgoing police chief is Gary Jepson. He believes the department is in good hands.
Rick Gramza is just a Class A individual. He's taken on a lot of responsibilities within a short period of time as the administrative lieutenant within our department.
Jepson will retire May 15th after more than 30 years in law enforcement, the last four as the Marshfield chief. Marshfield's been a busy place. Their department responded to an alarm from Avalon on 4th early this morning at 1:17 a.m. They found someone inside of a closed business. He was caught in the act. Marathon County deputies have seized $10,000 worth of methamphetamines. This happened in a search of a home on Wausau's east side yesterday. Scott Parks is the sheriff, and he said that there were young children in the home at the time of the bust. Three people, including a husband, a wife, and another person, have been placed under arrest. The teens and a four-year-old child have been placed in protective custody. A state board has said no to removing a wheelchair ramp at the governor's mansion just outside of Madison. That ramp was put in about 10 years ago in the foyer of the executive residence in Maple Bluff. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report said a foundation headed by First Lady Tenette Walker and wrote up plans to remove the ramp to make the building more historically accurate. It would have cost $5,600, and a temporary ramp would have been provided during public events. Yesterday, the State Capitol and Executive Residence Board rejected the proposal. Board member Luther Olson, a Senate Republican from Ripon, agreed with the governor's wife that the ramp didn't fit, but it would have been too much bother to take it out. A big decision in court today, a federal judge in Milwaukee striking down Wisconsin's voter ID law, saying it unfairly puts a burden on poor and minority voters. Jackie Johnson has that story.
Under Act 23, in order to vote, a person must present one of nine forms of photo IDs in order to prove his or her identity. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman says that's a violation of the Voting Rights Act and the U.S. Constitution. He says the burdens imposed by Act 23 fall primarily on otherwise eligible voters who do not currently possess a photo ID. Supporters of the law argue a voter ID requirement would reduce voter fraud, and it would increase public confidence in the integrity of elections. In his ruling, Edelman says photo ID requirements have no effect on confidence or trust in the electoral process. State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen vows to appeal the ruling. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thousands of dead fish are washing up on the shores of Wisconsin lakes. It's another in a long list of problems now cropping up after the brutal, long, icy winter. Residents near Lake Peatonwell and the Adams-Juneau County border say they are seeing pelicans snap up the dead walleye, carp, and other fish. Resident Jim Keel told the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper they normally don't see pelicans. DNR supervisor Justine Haas said those birds would normally be on Lake Michigan, but their staging grounds are still frozen, so they've gone west. DNR officials say they expect the winter to result in more fish kills in lakes throughout Wisconsin. That's because with lice staying longer, there's less oxygen in the water. The plants usually get to the oxygen before the fish can. The Storm Track 9 forecast with meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight calls for clouds and some showers, drizzle, and fog. Look for an overnight low of 36. Wednesday, cloudy and cool. Occasional showers and a high of 48. Wednesday night, clouds and a few showers. Again, low 37. Thursday, still dreary as this weather system hangs around. Scattered showers and maybe some sleet early in the day. High 48. Friday, mostly cloudy and a few spotty light showers. High of 52. Partly cloudy, maybe some more showers on Saturday. High of 52. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.